it's always tough going down there, but you had a couple of good results down there on the men's and women's side, didn't you?
Yeah. We went to Marion, Indiana, Indiana Westland, which we've been there before, and we had great weather. All 3 days was really good, and we did. We had some performances that surprised us, and with our mile relay and a few other kids, and then there was a couple that come out pretty disappointed, but that's track and field.
Usually, you over the course of our talks, usually Alabama is kind of the destination, but I'm sure they switch that around every year, don't they?
Well, it's actually been down there for 10 years or more, and it just got tough with Memorial Weekend, and it's a tourist site, and the cost was getting overhead was getting pretty big for everybody to go down there, and it was a long trip for everybody that's out east to get there. So they put it in the Midwest to save costs with schools and things, and we ate on campus. We stayed in their dorms. I mean, it was right next to the track, great facilities. So that part of it was really good. The kids didn't like it because they didn't get to eat fish and seafood and go to the beach. But there were some pretty good performances anyway.
And as far as your season overall and your conference and throughout the season, you feel like the spring was a successful one?
We did. We had some top kids. Zach Turner's, I think, could have possibly won both hurdle races at our national meet and big part of our relay. And actually, Zach Fine, my son's a decathlete, and he had a shoulder surgery. So we had some kids that would have really made some impacts for us at the conference level and at the national level. You know, and that happens with everybody, but they're pretty big impacts, and that would have helped us a little bit as far as where we ended up on the conference and the national. But we'll reload, and we'll be back.
That injury healing up pretty good. He'll be ready to go once again for next year?
Right, yep. I mean, it's a six-month process. My son, he'll be back in October and get ready to go. And the other one actually broke his foot in a mile relay, got tripped and knocked down indoors. And we come back after spring break and found out that it was actually broken. So he finished the race, so I guess that's good without a pretty tough kid. But, yeah, it was pretty unfortunate for him because he had had a really good – he finished second in the nation indoors, and he's a lot better long hurdler and, I mean, 110s and 400 hurdlers. He's a 46-second open quarter miler, so – we could have had some really good things happen for us, but like I said, we had a great recruiting class and the coaching staff and everybody coming back. We're pretty excited about where we're headed, and we think we can get better.
And I know we talked a little bit about this. State track is, boy, it's tough recruiting. You're battling a lot of schools in-state and out-state for these kids, aren't you?
Yes. And I'll tell you what, I mean, you look at the marks at our state meet and what they put, those kids put up. I mean, it was a great year, and there were some great seniors, and there's some great underclassmen that put some really good times up. And when you do that, those kids get lots of opportunities at, you know, whatever level that you're looking at and with things. So that's really good for the state to have that kind of quality athletes to perform and do well. And we had some kids and actually that are C&D kids that we thought were pretty good. And then they all ended up being state champions in a couple of events and things. So you never know how kids are going to progress because they're 17 years old, you know, and 18, and they got a lot of growth in some of those smaller schools. And we've been pretty fortunate to have a bunch of those type of athletes come and develop in our program.
And, of course, you're keeping an eye on that certain freshman sprinter of yours who got his feet wet for the first time in a state meet.
You know, that was fun. But having my own kid, my anxiety levels are way higher than coaching somebody else's kid. And I don't know why, but, you know, after the first day, he was a little disappointed because he went in 7th and 8th and 6th, I think, and his deals. And I told him, once you make finals, then you can relax and just go after it. And he had a great Thursday championship day. So he was excited, and I was pretty excited as well.
Now the summer months, Coach, and you've got camps coming up, and you're going to be out here in Imperial for one coming up here this next week, aren't you?
we are, and it's pretty exciting. We've got a lot of interest, and that's our biggest camp, usually even bigger than the Crete one, when we go out west, and we're excited about it. I've had some great conversations with people. Corey Kitt was a good friend of mine from Juanita, and he coached as sergeant, and he called me all the time about techniques and how to coach, and he had passed away last summer, and I thought to keep his legacy alive keep moving forward, and we would name it Ed Fye Corey Kitt Camp, and we've had some neat things happen with that, and I've had a couple of his roommates and friends from college are paying for registrations for kids to go to camp at different places, and I've had some phone calls about kids coming to the camp that knew Corey, and so yeah, it's pretty cool to be able to keep his legacy open, because he really wanted to take care of kids, so that's kind of neat.
And we know Chase County's a track school, no question. I'm sure Troy and those guys love hosting this every year.
Yes, Troy does an amazing job. Those boys finally got their state championship, and they have some amazing young athletes out there as well, and in that area. I mean, there's some great athletes, and we're excited to get out there, and they do a great job leaving their pits out, you know, this long and setting us up for the camp. They do an amazing job, and we're just glad that we can get out there and try to spread some technique to kids in the Western Nebraska.
And you're going to be covering a lot of areas, sprints, jumps, hurdles, a little bit of everything, aren't you?
We do. We try to break it up and to where the kids can make most of their events. There's a couple where they double with sprints and maybe triple, or that's tough, and you can't get to all three of your events if you're a three-sport event person. But most of the time, we can get everybody their events that they specialize in, that we can get them and get them some knowledge and some technique with that. But we do try to cover all the technical events.
And then, of course, I take it after here this summer, you're going to have some camps in your neck of the woods, your place too, aren't you?
Yeah, we start tomorrow actually in Crete, and we're an indoor track camp because they're redoing our football field, so we're putting new turf in up there. So you're going to be an indoor track and field camp, and then next Thursday we go to Lexington, and then we'll be out there. We didn't have that one last year because they put new field turf in, so I better tell Imperial they need to put a new field turf in. That's kind of they're next in line. So, but anyway, yeah, we're making the tour here, and we usually go up to Ainsworth, and there's an alumni up there. We're not going to be able to get up there, not because of field turf, but so we ended up going back to Lexington. But we're excited to get on the road and doing camps and being able to meet a lot of the kids and the athletes and having your kids there and over the years as well, and getting to know those kids and build relationships and watch them go to state and try to live out their dreams is pretty cool.